Yeah, so earlier this year, 2023, at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis, Tennessee, I was honored with receiving the Instrumentalist Piano Award, also known as the Pine Top Perkins Award. I also won the award in 2021, but that was a virtual ceremony because of COVID. So it was really nice to be down there. And it was, once again, my whole band was there because we were actually, the band was nominated for Band of the Year this year too. We're also nominated in 2021, 2019. The band's been nominated three times. Wow. I'm really proud of the band for being nominated that many times. I've got, I think, I've been nominated 17 times for various categories. I think seven or eight for the Piano Award. I've also been nominated for Album of the Year, Traditional Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Male Blues Artist of the Year. I think a few more, I can't remember them all. But and over on probably about 40 nominations from when I was with Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones and the Proven Ones and a few other artists that I've been associated with.
Yeah, I've played the Proven Ones on the Blue Zeppelin. I got to tell you, that is a great, great album.
Yeah, well, you get those guys in the studio, there's nothing can go wrong, literally. They're all fantastic musicians.
Yeah, you've been really, I got to tell you, really lucky. Maybe that's the wrong word to use, but you've played with so many great musicians.
Well, you know, as I said earlier, you know, being in the right place at the right time. You know, I like to have fun. I think people like being with me, and you know, if they need a piano player, I'm always honored when someone gives me a call. You know.
Wonderful. Now, if people want to find out more about the band, you guys must have some social media website and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you can. My website is www.anthonygerasseblue.com. I'm also on Facebook, Anthony Gerasse Blue at Facebook, or however you get on Facebook these days. I don't really do Twitter that much, but I do Instagram a bit, so we're on Instagram too. You know, it's just the way of the world these days. You know, you need to get the you know, let people know where you're at, you know, where the gigs are at, or, you know, if you got something fun happening, let the people know.
Yeah, I want to say that it's really a great honor to have all of you here today. And I'm very grateful that you decided to fly with me on the Blue Zeppelin. Now, Anthony, we're going to go out of this interview with a song you wrote called Song for Planet Earth. It's just you alone. And this, I think, will give people the idea of really what kind of a keyboardist you are.
Well, thank you. Once again, it's an instrumental song, just me on piano. And if you think about it, we really have to think about it and do our part to really try to help save the world, even if it's just a little bit, even if it's, you know, not using a plastic water bottle. I mean, something as simple as that, you know. We're not going to solve the problems all on our own, obviously, but even the most small part, I think, is very, very important. I think that's what I would like to let people know.
Thank you very much.
Right on. Thank you for having us on Blue Zeppelin. Anthony Girasi. You're listening to Mark Stensler on Blue Zeppelin Radio Bern. I'm flying high with the blues.
Thank you.
working hard to make reality a lot less painful. This is the Blues Zeppelin.
You know I feel so good. I declare I feel so good. Feel so good. Feel like born again. Going down to the station. Going just to meet a train. My baby said, coming home. No, I got that aim. That's why I feel so good. You know I feel so good.
J.B. Hutto taking us out of the interview, the extended interview with Anthony Girasi, and the Boston Blues All-Stars. I played J.B. Hutto because Anthony had mentioned that he had played with him quite some time ago. J.B. Hutto passed away in 1983. I was fortunate enough to see him a number of times at a place called The Haunt in Ithaca, New York, while I was a student at Cornell University. And it's pretty amazing to find out that Anthony had played with him. So I thought that we should include that to close out the interview. I'm a big J.B. Hutto fan, great slide guitarist, and the uncle of Little Ed from Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. And before that, I decided to play a track from the Proven Ones. That was this great super band that Anthony was a part of, and the track was called Nothing Left to Give. Now, you know, during that interview, we did play the track that Anthony was mentioning that was on a John Hiatt collection of songs. The song that he participated on with Odetta was called Listening to Old Voices. It's on a 2000 release on Telarc Jazz Records called Down into Memphis, Rolling into Memphis, Songs of John Hiatt. In the remaining 35 minutes we have here on this flight of the Blues Zeppelin, as I said on the last program, over the summer, I received a lot of new music, and we're going to try and get through as much as possible. This CD arrived this week. How fortuitous is to receive a new live CD from Kyla Brox, recorded live here in Bern at Schloss Konitz. It's entitled Live at Konitz Castle. It was recorded in March of this year, and I was present at the concert. It was a great gig, and the track we're going to hear is called If You See Him. Make a lead. Oh Lord.
that I'm dying. If you see him, tell him that I'm dying. Going under because